You already know how to be great. A simple way to remove interference and unlock your greatest potential. Author, Alan Fine. You know that if you had a regular exercise program, you'd have more energy and feel better. You've brought a variety of exercise equipment and tried a lot of different types of programs, but each time you've lasted only about 3 weeks. Or you're trying to help your daughter grow up as a responsible adult and you've tried everything, but you cannot get her to clean her room. These scenarios represent a wide range of common experience, but they have one thing in common. They all deal with the issues of performance, either in self or in others. But even when we know what it takes, we don't always have the tools that make those kind of results possible. A blinding glimpse of the obvious. Most people believe that the best way to improve performance is to increase knowledge. This approach is called the outside-in. A formula that reflects the approach is performance equal capacity plus knowledge. Clearly, this is the most common approach used to improve individual and organizational performance. It reflects the fact that individuals, managers, and leaders tend to see performance problems as knowledge problems and therefore look for knowledge solutions. But if knowledge really were all it took to be a high performer, then all of us would simply read as many books as possible and take classes. We would be great managers, incredible teachers, and phenomenal parents. But we're not. Why? Because the biggest obstacle in performance is not knowing what to do. It's not doing what we know. The inside-out approach. This approach is less about adding new knowledge and more about eliminating the interference getting in the way of experimenting with and using the knowledge that we already have. The formula for this approach is performance equals capacity minus interference. Try to hold your hand up in front of someone and ask him to focus on your palm. Then ask him to think about someone he was with yesterday and tell you what the individual was wearing. Likely, the person's eyes will move up and down as he tries to remember. Trying to recall information stops people from focusing on the present. We see the same phenomenon in organizations when managers become so obsessed with policies and procedures that they become disconnected with the results. They divert employees' attention away from learning and creating, which is an enormous loss of possibility. Faith. Faith is about belief, and belief drives behavior. Whether we believe we are intelligent or stupid, lovable or unlovable, in charge of our lives or victims without choice, those beliefs drive what we do. Fire. Fire is about energy and passion. It's manifested in the commitment we often see expressed in people or companies that do great and inspiring things. It's the motivation that releases adrenaline and enables people to transcend their normal abilities, overcoming challenges, breaking world records, or doing seemingly impossible things. Focus. Focus is about directed attention or concentration. It's what gives us the ability to pay full attention to the task at hand. Uninterrupted by other distractions, high focus channels energy and ability to accomplish tasks and meet challenges in extraordinary ways. Interference. To one degree or another, interference affects our faith, fire and focus, and performance. Nearly every day. Some of this interference is external. It comes from things that are mostly outside our direct control. In the marketplace, it might be the economy, the new technology, or increased competition. At home, it could be economics, the media, or the demands and expectations of family members. However, much of the interference that affects our performance is internal. A good deal of it comes from our response to external interference. It's reflected in the stories that we tell about ourselves, the way we approach situations in watch-out mode, the way we worry about the past or the future, or think about things we should be doing instead of focusing on the present. Creating focused attention. We all perform best when we balance the challenge we are facing with the skill that we have to meet the challenge. In other words, we need to have enough challenge to keep us excited, but not so much that it overwhelms or discourages us. As well as individual performance, the principle of focused attention delivers results in all kinds of team and organizational performance. In business, for example, focusing on a few critical variables of performance shifts attention away from the interference, such as politicking, complaining, backbiting, and turf wars. In doing so, it unleashes faith and fire and facilitates the use of knowledge and transforms the organization into a truly learning organization. Creating focus through grow. Both speed and accuracy are important to results. When we make fast decisions that aren't accurate, all we have is more mistakes. When we make accurate decisions that aren't fast enough, we lose valuable time and opportunity. So the question is, how can we create focus that increases decision velocity and leads to breakthrough results? We can do this through a process called GROW. GROW is a map of human decision-making. It provides a simple way to create focus, reduce interference, and improve performance in any area of life. GROW works through four phases. Goal, what we want to do. Reality, the circumstances we are dealing with or how we perceive them. Options, how we might move from our reality to our goal. And way forward, what actions we want to take. But we don't approach these elements sequentially. Our thinking goes all over the place. However, by giving an order of discipline and focus to these phases, we can significantly increase the speed and accuracy of our decisions and improve performance. The nuts and bolts of high-performance culture. One of the key differences in dealing with individual performance and team or organisational performance issues is the level of complexity. The ways most managers attempt to deal with this complexity is usually fruitless. They pour huge amounts of time and money into training on empowerment, engagement, trust and accountability, because they believe these four fundamentals will lead to better performance. But out of the billions of dollars spent annually on training and consulting, most is spent on information that is being repeated, and it's still not implemented in organisations. Looking at these fundamental concepts, it shows that all of us want to work with people who say what they do what they say, and communicate if they find they can't. However, people are afraid to say what they will do because they are worried that they won't be able to carry it out. They are afraid that they might get distracted or something might come up and that will prevent them from accomplishing what they set out to do. People also don't do what they say because they make unrealistic commitments or allow things to distract them. Sometimes they become immobilised by fear. I can't do this, I'm not going to be able to meet the deadline. What if my boss doesn't like my work? Which blocks the knowledge, faith, fire and focus they need to carry out the task. Finally, people don't communicate if they can't because they become distracted by concerns instead of focusing on the task. They worry that communicating the need to renegotiate could be perceived as an admission of failure, so they try to avoid it. When managers try to fix these problems with the outside-in approach, their efforts usually end up creating more interference. But with the inside-out approach, the focus is on developing a sustainable high-performance culture that enables people to release knowledge, faith, fire and focus, and work creatively together to accomplish shared goals and get immediate results consistently.